Adam, when we first spoke to you when you arrived in the UK, you had your flip-flops on, despite the fact it was freezing.
Yeah, yeah.
You said you were looking forward to playing in big games. There's not many bigger than what you're going to face on Saturday.
No, definitely not. No, it's very exciting, and I've grown out of my flip-flops. I don't wear them as often now. Oh, I do, but I cop a bit of flack for it, so I tend to wear shoes to things, big important occasions like press conferences and that. So, yeah, no, but this weekend should be very exciting, and you know, it's what we train all pre-season, doing all the hard work and week in and week out during the season to get to a stage like this and to play the big matches. So, yeah, no, I'm really, really looking forward to it.
What did you know about the Challenge Cup before you came to England?
Yeah, they don't show much coverage of it over in Australia, unfortunately. But, you know, they always show the final. You don't get too much of it leading into that, though. So it's always exciting to see, you know, the big game at the in the final with the big crowd and at Wembley and that. So obviously tuned in last year to see the boys win it. So it sets a great standard for the game over here to have this competition throughout the year, because it gives you something to play for within the season. Unfortunately, there's no mid-season representative football at the moment over here. So to have this during the year is just, yeah, it's outstanding. And once again, it's just something that I'm feel so blessed to be a part of this week, and really looking forward to getting out there.
How hard has it been for you focusing on the day-to-day Super League business while knowing that, you know, over the horizon Wembley's been waiting for you?
Yeah, I know. It's been a long season. We've been going since Boxing Day, so day one was Boxing Day, and it feels like it hasn't stopped since. So it's been tough every week, really, just getting your body ready for every week and week out. And having those hard slogs over the Magic weekend and obviously Easter weekend, and then getting through all the Challenge Cup finals, and you want to be games, you want to be a part of every one of them, and then yeah, no, so it's been a long season, so yeah, it's been very tough.
You came to Leeds knowing there were a side that compete for silverware, and it is busy when you're competing week in, week out. Your form's been fantastic. What have you made of Super League? You know, do you feel we've seen you at your best now?
I feel like I'm still learning a lot, to be honest. Like, you know, and maybe not so much. I'm probably my own biggest critic, so I don't ever feel like my game's fully complete. I always feel I can get better. I feel like I've learned a lot on and off the field as well. Just in terms of management, I tend to do a little bit too much off the field in the past, and whether it's in the yard or whether it's extra training and that. So I've learned over here with the, you know, more or less an extended season, because you've got a lot more games, that you've got to manage yourself a lot better to get up every week. So I've learned a lot of that, and I feel like I can only get better for it in the years to come. You know, knowing that better and learning from it.
Will the Cuthbertson family be tuning in back in Australia to watch you in action?
Yeah, they definitely will. I've been getting a lot of messages from the family here and from in Oz. So yeah, it's everyone's very excited for me, and very excited for, you know, obviously me representing the family that as well. So everyone be tuning in and cheering on.
You've got a lot of your teammates that seem to be on a career journey to win the Challenge Cup. They managed to do it last year.
Yeah, yeah.
What have they said to you about the Challenge Cup and the day itself?
Well, they explain a lot. They explain a lot, obviously, and they talk about it a lot. JP even had to explain to me that we get no competition points for it at one point during the year when I asked. But I think the one thing I've taken out of it, and probably things I've learned in my career as well, playing in finals back in Oz, but from listening from the boy to the boys during the year about the years they played in it and until last year, is probably that, you know, you can't take this game for granted, because you just don't know when it'll come back around again, and it is such a tough game to be a part of, because obviously you have to win every round to get to it. There's no second chances, so yeah. Just the thing I've learnt from them is just not take it for granted, and just really work hard for it when we get there on the weekend.
Obviously, you're going to tell me the thing you're looking forward to most is lifting the trophy, but the day as a whole, I mean, you're going to be walking out in front of over 80,000 people. It's going to be a special occasion, isn't it?
I think first and foremost, I'll really enjoy the atmosphere. I think once I get out there, just absorb it and just enjoy the moment and go from there, and hopefully good things come from the weekend. And I'm not going to get too far ahead of myself yet, so just focus on the week and enjoy the week for what it is, and then enjoy the game on the weekend.